Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Olorun fun gbogbo yin.
You are welcome to morning devotion in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we stand on our feet?
Je ka dide duro lori ese wa.
As we bow our head in prayers.
Ka tere wa ba fun adura.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We want to appreciate you this morning, Lord. We want to give you all the glory, honor, and adoration. We want to thank you for yesterday's services, your blessings and mercies upon us. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for the night hour. The rest we have, O Lord. You strengthen us, and we are gathered here this morning by your grace. Commit this service to your hand, Father. Take absolute control.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, have your way. Take preeminence. Put Satan to shame.
Amen.
That at the end, all glory be to your holy name.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ, wonderful name we are praying.
Amen.
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 You want to sing from Holy Belief? Number 30. Higher ground. Praise the Lord, we are born, we are born. To the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 16. 1 John chapter 2 from verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Ema se fẹ́ràn ayé tàbí ohun tí ń bẹ nínú rẹ̀, For all
that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Ati irera aye ki se ti baba bi ko se ti aye.
Amen. 17. And the world passeth away, and the Lord thereof. But he that dwelleth the will of God abideth forever.
Aye sin koja lo ati ife kufere sugbon eni ti o ba kun se ife Olorun.
We take 1 John chapter 4 verse 5 also. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them.
Ti aye ni won. Nitori na ni won se n soro bi eni ti aye, aye si n gbo ti won.
May the Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus Christ.
Be
seated. God bless you. This morning, just to encourage ourselves, and just a little exhortation, I want to bring our mind to this scripture we read this morning. It says, ye are not of this world. That's our message this morning. Ye are not of this world. Brethren, ye are not of this world. Though you are in the world, but you are not of this world. And that's what Christ says. That's what we are hearing here this morning. If you love this world and the things of this world,
it
show the love of God is not
within
you. And we read 1 John 4, 5.
He
also said
they
are of the world. So there are two group of people. You are a special group of people. A peculiar people. You are not of the world. If you are an elect of God, and you are born again, and you are filled with Holy Ghost, you are no more of the world. Even though we are in the world, you are not of the world. You are not a Nigerian.
Even though you are in Nigeria.
You are not an American.
You
are not of this world. So you must not be doing what the workplace people are doing. I pray God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's read from John chapter 17. 15 and 16.
St.
John's.
John
Christ was praying for us here.
Say,
I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Amen.
Amen.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. That is you. The elect of God, the true believers, they are not of this world. You are not of this world. But they are of the world. The unbelievers are of the world. So you cannot be imitating what other people are doing. You must know who you are.
And
pray God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's see 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
Timothy KG, Ori Kerin, Ezeke wa.
Brother Demas, we have been following Paul.
Arakuni Demas.
Because of the worldly spirit.
Paul, subwoti ori emi aye tin be ninu re.
For Demas has forsaken me.
Ori Demas ti komi sile.
Why?
Ese,
having loved this present world,
nitori o feran aye isisi,
and departed unto Thessalonica.
O si ti lo si Thessalonica.
That's an example. A bad example. Because he loved the world. Because when the spirit entered into him, he departed from Paul. He departed from the faith. And went somewhere else. So I pray God help us this morning. Remember that as we come to this convention, we must go back with this in our mind that we are not of this world. Because of our time, I just want to mention about three areas of our life that we must wash, that we are not of this world. Number one, is love of money. Amen. Number two, is our mode of dresses.
Oh, no,
and number three, is relationship between opposite sex. I pray God will help us. You can watch these three areas in our life. It will help us a lot. Now, talking about love of money, well, we all know that money is important in this life journey. You need money to travel. You need money to eat. You need money to clothe yourself. And so many things. That's fine. But how do you get the money? Then how do you spend it? Reverend preached the message without money and without pride. He said, how you get your money is important. And how you spend it is important. You must be careful the way you go about money. Even though you need money, you must not get money in the way the worldly people are getting money. There are ways why a Christian should get money, that is a way where how they cannot get money. The love of money has eaten the world up seriously. Everybody now want to get money anyhow. Stealing, kidnapping, ritual killing,
Yahoo plus.
It's very rampant in the world today, particularly in Nigeria. I pray God will help our youth in the name of
Jesus Christ.
Children, be careful. It's not every area that your friends are making money, you go and make money. This message is to call you out of the world and prepare to be the bride of Jesus Christ, so you cannot do anything as you like. Amen.
Amen.
I pray God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Love of money is the root of all evil. Let me read something to us in the message. Investment. 6308 03 38. Investment. Now, it's not a good policy at all for a businessman. To take chances. After all, taking a chance is gambling. And gambling is wrong. Are you hearing that? Do you believe that? Many of you are doing gambling to make money.
Bible
says gambling is what? Wrong. We don't want to gamble. Up, please. Not to gamble on nothing. And it's not right. Some of this year, get rich overnight. You know, some brokers or something that's not even established very well. Well, you can present something to you that sounds so good. Oh, you say, man, you just fly into it. And when you do, the first thing you know, you find yourself broke. But if a man is good, sensible businessman, he must first try to find a business that is be established. And all the liable fair. I pray God help us in Jesus. This is the area I want us to take caution. Getting rich overnight. Gambling is wrong. Networking business. I know it's very common today. But I want to remind you, networking is in two parts. There's a good part of it, and there's a bad part of it. You must be careful what you do about that. I'm not saying don't do networking business. But hear what the prophet is saying. Any business that is a get rich overnight business, immediately you invest 100,000. And within a day, you are getting 10 million overnight. Christians, be careful about that. I know many of you are into networking business. Be very careful. You want to bring the bread of Jesus Christ? Follow the word of God. I pray God help us in Jesus' name. Now, talking about mode of dresses. This is another area that many of us are going so worldly.
Until
it's difficult to differentiate between a message believer and prostitute on the road. Unbelievers. Denominations.
They
want to differentiate many of you.
You're
dressing from head to toe. May God help us. I'm not going to emphasize on that. You have to exhort you. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what the prophet said. God will help us. We must be careful of our way of dressing.
But
it will disqualify you not to be in the bride of Jesus Christ. And the third one, relationship between opposite sex. Well, it's important to get married to one another on this day. But we know that the relationship between boss and guest is getting terrible today. Even from young children. All 5-6 years old children. They already know what they call immoral acts. Because of what our handset, our new technology, as exposed to our children today. Our youths are rotten to the core because of immoral act, because of worldly spirit that entered into them. They are not to talk of elders. In the world, there is a new language they give to adultery. They say, my side chick. What a wonderful name. Is adultery is adultery. Fornication is fornication. Nothing like that. It's a sin against God. And to worship it among our ministers today. Spirit of adultery is keeping him. It's even become a competition now.
What do I do if I got back and see?
Among the so-called ministers,
I pray
God will help especially in the name of Jesus Christ.
I read the
stories last week or so. A girl in a school, in secondary school, I think SS or JSS class, she did something wrong, and the teacher flogged her. By the time the notice, blood was coming out from her arm here. They took her to the principal office.
They
moved the cloth. How did the teacher beat this girl that the blood was coming out?
The teacher also said, no more.
But
that,
look at the place.
It was
not the mark of Cain. There was something inside the flesh.
I think God can know Agwara won't believe here.
Inside the
only, boya be better not
to see Lara. Like me do.
Be a better.
Planted inside.
Want to see better see Lara.
The fact. What is this all about? It is what?
Kini.
Contraceptive or what they call it?
I say, I want to go loro. Only if you are better to be Lara.
That prevent pregnancy. Mothers, you know what I'm talking about. A young girl of 16, 17 years old.
I better come out you Lara.
And she confessed further that she's not the only one did that in that school. And when they carried out survey, about 40 children, students did the same thing in one school.
May
God be merciful to
all.
Young children, under 18, under 16,
already
prescribed device. And they say that device can last for 3 years. The mercy of herself for good 3 years, no pregnancy will come up. May God be merciful to
all.
Ye are not of this world. Be careful, children. Whatever you sow, you reap it. Whatever you sow, you reap it. Don't think I escape it. And the worst of it, like I said, is among our ministers. Spirit of adultery's entry into our ministers. And it becomes like competition. A minister will be caught in adultery. Another minister will be supporting it. Nobody's above him saying. When someone is falling down, don't shove him down. Try to raise him up. Adultery! Abraham said, my comforter will keep you from it. May God be merciful to us. Let's serve his holy name. Let's ask a few things of the prophet. In the message influence.
C3-08-03.
Abraham said, but that is the reason the Holy Spirit is such a definite must in this day. Because it is the one that lives your life. You don't live it yourself. This is the basic, the most important thing. You must focus in this life journey. By power and might, you cannot do it. Holy Spirit is definite, is essential, is compulsory in this race. You don't live it yourself. It's Christ in you. Then, after you have received the Holy Spirit, and even if it doesn't have the preeminence in your life, then you just remember you have not received the Holy Spirit. Is that clear? You don't have the Holy Ghost.
Oh, see, let me mimo.
What you have is ghost. Many claim they have the Holy Ghost. And living dirty life. Holy life. You don't have the Holy Ghost. Listen now. Because if it's in you, he will lead his own life. You are no more your own. You are dead. And your life is in God through Christ. And seen by the Holy Ghost. So there is no way at all. No way at all for you to be yourself no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no way you can live as you like. You cannot make money as you like. You cannot dress as you like. You cannot live a moral life anyhow.
Girlfriend, sister, husband,
it will control your life. That very definite, that's most important thing. That is the cause of worldliness, and that is the solution to worldliness. In the message, the interview, 56:01-21, paragraph 73. Abraham said, but this is the devil's world. This is the devil's world. What? That's the reason you got fighting and war and troubles, atomic bombs and murders and rapes, everything, because the devil's word and controlled by the devil. But you are not of this world. You are in the kingdom of God. You are Satan in there. Satan is the God of this age. That's why you are not of this world. Though you are in the world, you are not of this world. I don't blame the sinners from sinning. Unbelievers that are copying, don't blame them, they are sinning. If the sinner goes down and drink beer, the sinner that drink beer, they can sachet. And why? I don't know if any of you still doing that here. And small cigars. And go to picture shows. And things like that. And act like the world. I don't blame him. That's the only pleasure he's got now. And that's the only pleasure he ever going to have. Oh, this is what they enjoy. Oh. I see the car in the rise. Oh, he's making it. God is blessing him. Yahoo. Kill human being to make money and buy car 100 million. Oh, it's not for you. Go to Vassie. Oh, God is blessing him. It's the devil that blessing him. Be careful what you are imitating. That's the only pleasure they have now. And that's the only pleasure they can ever have. The pleasure you have is to be in the presence of God. And to serve God. And to enjoy the blessings of God. That is enough for you. Amen.
Amen.
That's the only pleasure it's going to have now. And that's the only pleasure you're going to have. I don't blame a pig for sticking his nose in the manure pile and eat manure. Certainly not. He is a pig. Let him alone. Pig is pig. Leave him alone. Sinner is sinner. Leave him alone. Serpents in certain pig. He can never repent. May God be merciful. Men who you are imitating. Men who you are copying. They are not of this world. They are of this world. Amen.
Amen.
But. But. You people. You who call yourself Christians. And then do those things.
Yes,
you are the guy I am after. You got a change of heart. You got a change of diet. You don't want the things of the world no more. You must be contented. Oh, God help us. Certainly not. Come into the glory of God as Aaron walked in there, and that veil dropped behind him.
Whether
the world knows nothing about it anymore, he was shut off from the world. And a man that ever fully surrendered his heart and life,
man,
or woman, or boy, or girl, or teenager, who dares to take God at his word and say, God, saintly, I come to you. That's what I have to do this morning. You must confess. Saintly, determination, sincerity. Saintly, I come to you and give me the new bath in my heart. Lord, stand there under the bloody cross and believe it with all your heart. Something will come to you, brother. Something will come to you, sister. Amen.
Amen.
That God will shut you away and the world will become dead to you. And all the things that pertain to the world will be dead. Amen.
Amen.
You have to hide away. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, may I say this again this morning? Let us be careful with this, our handset in our hands. We are an age of technology. We can't stop it. God gave Abraham seven visions. One of them is technology advancement. And that's what you are seeing today. We can't stop it. But it's into two parts. It has a good part. It has a bad part. It's a product of knowledge of evil and good. It depends on how you use it. Amen. Amen. When Baba was here, he told us that there was a time people go to showroom and go and watch. Then holiness preach against it. Satan is that, so don't want to go there. Now he prepare it and bring it to the house. Call it television. And my mom said, if you want talk in your house, kick television out of your house. Today, Satan said, if you want to kick television in your house, I will put one in your pocket. So the handset I have today is worse than television. But you must kick television out of her house. And has the Holy Spirit to guide you how to use your handset.
He's so tempted today.
Bad videos,
bad music,
bad pictures, terrible things are here. The things you don't want to see, just come out automatically.
We all know what I'm talking about.
I pray God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be His holy name. Let me read this before we go into prayers. In the message, the arrow of God's deliverance.
560801 22.
But talking to Life Tabernacle Church.
Life Tabernacle Soro.
He said you got one of the best churches.
Life Tabernacle. I ever
walk into in my life of anywhere on any continent. You are the Life Tabernacle this morning. You are the Bride of Christ this morning. Life Tabernacle. One of my favorites. He breaks my heart to see you letting the world reach into you the way you are doing. Worldliness has entered into this message.
And
message has entered into the world. We must be careful. Christ cannot come and take you in this condition.
He's
coming to take a shot without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish of any kind. We can't continue like this and make crap, brethren. We must repent. He breaks my heart. To see you letting the world reach into you this way you are doing. So don't do that no more. Stop all the things you are doing. Snap it out. Then do what? Pray out of it. And let God come back and take over. Submit yourself to God and get the old fashioned blessing back again. And
she
brought you dear Sudanans down there, who are the finest people I ever met. I don't say that to compromise with you. I say because I love you. You want to get something real good treatment? Real good. Old fashioned hospitality. Come to Lusovia. I
made
that from my heart.
I tell you.
Don't let the world creep into you. Don't let the world get into your churches. Ministers. Don't let the world get into your churches. Brethren, don't let it get into you. What do you do? Pray it out. That's why we are here this morning. We must pray it out. Fast it out. Fast in our prayer. Brethren, our prayer is too weak in this message. We are too weak in prayer. We must get up in prayer. That's why a lot of nonsense enter into the message. That's why wrong doctrine enter into the message. That's why we are dividing the separate ourselves, local assembly. Plenty like that. It's the recent one. I pray God help us in the name of Jesus. Pray it out. Fast it out until God come down. Until God take a hold. That's right. Keep the joy of the Lord. among the saints. He then prayed on and got every little place. If Noah seek a leak in his ark, why? He put some pitch in it. And so, that's about the best thing I know to keep the leak out. To keep the word out. It's what? Prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Is to stop up the leak. Is the best thing that I know to do. Only one way to do it. That is what? Prayer. Stop the
lead.
Prayer changes things. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master. Oh, hallelujah. Oh. Open your mouth and sing it to your heart. Present in prayer. Oh, yeah. Prayer is the master. Master key, Jesus, we pray. And we pray. Prayer is the master. I want to talk to God right now. Thanking God for bringing you here this year. Thanking God for your head. Your head, your good head. Thanking God for the blessing you have received here since today. Just want to appreciate God. Thank God for your life. His blessing upon you. Your financial life. Your spiritual life. Your physical life. Your wife. Your husband. Your children. Your siblings. Your business. All around your life. Start thanking God. All the goodness of God in your life. That God open your eyes and give you revelation. The mysteries hidden have been revealed to you. God shows you in Him before the foundation of the world to be what you are today. I appreciate God for that. Shall we pray? Thank you, Father. Bless all honor. Thank you, Father. In the name of your Christ. In the name of your Christ. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying.
Amen.
I want to pray about your spiritual life. I said, our spiritual life is weak. You know yourself. What you are before and what you are now. Say, God, help me. Lead me up spiritually. After this conversion, I want to be more prayerful than ever before. Because prayer changes things. Help me. Teach me how to pray. Lead me to pray. To pray in the spirit. That anything going wrong, my life will change. I want my life to change. I want the life of my family to change. I want I want the life in this message to change. God, help me in prayer life. Oh, passion prayer meeting. To pray.
Let's
go to prayer.
Adura.
Oh man. Oh, where are we heading to without prayer? Where are our life like this? Oh God. Be merciful to us, oh God. Father, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Take our hands and give us the seed to pray. Oh God, prayer of faith that changes, Lord. Give us a lot of prayer. Oh God, we trust you, Lord. We know which of us are possible. Up by heaven and up to you, Lord. Glory be to your name, our Father. We know which of us are possible. Let's serve you wonderfully, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be your name, Lord. Hallowed be your name, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's serve you to name, Lord. Let's serve you to my Father. We give you all the glory, Lord. Give honor and adoration, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory, honor, adoration. We give to wonderful name. In Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
Ye are not of this world. I want you to talk to God now. If there's any area that you know that worldly spirit has entered to you, pray, God, take it away from me. Lord, this is the life I'm living. This worldly life I'm living. I am imitating my friends, my colleagues. I'm imitating my
neighbors.
It is money. Bible says love of money is the root of all evil. Father, take love of money away from my heart. You may not be rich, but love of money is in your heart. Say, God, take away the love of money in my heart. You see the mode of dresses? God, teach me how to dress right. Lead me how to dress as a Christian. Let me not go in the modern fashion of today in dressing. Oh, man. What's your relationship with opposite sex? You are not yet married. But you are lost in immoralities. Brother, you cannot stay in the day without an affair with a woman. Young girls, you are not married, you are already finished, you have been disfranchised. You can't stay in a day, in a week without having an affair with man. Satan has possessed your life. Pray, God, take this away from me. Jesus Christ. Lord, the spirit of the devil, the world has entered the church. We pray against it this morning. We pray against this morning. Take it away from your children. Deliver us from this worldly spirit, immoral spirit, money loving spirit. Oh God, dress immoral, dress spirit. Lord, deliver your children from it all. We are trusting you, Lord. For we know, God, which all things are possible, Lord. All power and that belong to you, Lord. God, help every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hold me, mighty God, King of glory. In say yes to this and forever. Oh, I give you the glory, Lord. I give you honor and adoration, Lord. Bless service to our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
I want us to pray for the Holy Spirit of God to take control. Baba said, that's the reason the Holy Ghost is a definite must in this day. Because it's the one thing that lives your life. You don't live yourself. It's Christ in you. So take it to God in prayer. God, I need the Holy Ghost. By power, by might, I cannot do anything. By power, by might, I can't take away the Holy Spirit in me. But when you come into me, Lord, I will not live my life anymore. You are the one to live my life. Pray for Holy Ghost baptism in your soul. If you have Holy Ghost already, pray for the filling of the Holy Ghost. The filling of the Holy Ghost.
God
has Holy Ghost. If you know you don't have it, pray this morning. God, I don't have the Holy Ghost. Give me the Holy Ghost. If you have Holy Ghost, he cannot mislead you. He that born of God cannot commit sin. He cannot lead to sin. If you are living a sinful life, be sure you are not listening to the Holy Ghost. God, give me the Holy Ghost in my soul this morning. Make sure you get that before you leave this camp. That's the most important thing you must get in this camp before you go. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, every man you so calling man there. Back on a padulua. Jack and Mary come back as you are. As it was the day of Pentecost, Lord. Let it come that the same way upon us. Shout today, Lord. Drive away every one immoral evil spirit, Lord. Almighty God, I pray you, Lord. Be merciful, Lord. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you honor and adoration, Lord. Let's serve it to wonderfully, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, you are all in all. Up ahead of that belongs to you. God, we need you, Lord. Help your church, Lord. Help the elect, Lord. Help your children, Lord. God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Glory be to the Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, have your own way. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all honor and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, my Father. Oh, my God. The same yesterday, today, and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Father. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
Well, I don't know your heart desire when you are coming to this camp. I don't know the burdens you have when you are coming to this
convention.
This is the time to take to God in prayer.
Oh, yeah, well, who, yeah, oh,
and pray by faith.
Take
God.
Take
God. This is my problem. This is my body. I don't want to go back with it. God, answer my prayer. Commit to God now.
Oh, yeah, feel all over.
It's a simple life. Confess it now. And God will forgive you. Be sincere with God. Be sincere. He that cover his sin will never prosper. Pray for God to grant your heart desire. It is sickness. You never go back with it.
Oh, ni pada lo lepe ya isore mo.
It's financial need.
To ba se pe oni lo owo ni.
God will grant us desire.
Olorun yo fun ni edun okan re.
It's a spiritual life. God will uplift you.
To ba se pe igbesi aye re ni pa ti emi ni Olorun.
Whatever is your heart desire, tell it to God now.
To ba je edun okan re.
Is omnipresent God.
Olorun to le se ongogo ni.
Is the savior.
O ni olugbala.
Is the provider.
O ni olupese.
Is the healer.
O ni oluwosan.
Is the counselor. Is the comforter. Is all in all. He is the only one who gets your desire. Pray by faith. Pray by desperation. Pray with seriousness. Pray with assurance that you have got what you pray for.
Ah,
just Olorun. Oh yes, thank you, Father. Bless you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying.
Amen.
I know it was the blood I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Amen.
Amen.
Do I have your two prayer requests here?
This one,
thanksgiving and prayer request from Sister Agnes.
Agnes.
I want to thank the Lord for meeting the needs I committed in His hand before coming to the meeting. And the remaining part of the need, please pray that the Lord will accomplish it. Take it to God in prayer like that. For Sister Agnes. Thank you, God. For God already answered. The other part remaining, pray that God will grant you. Jesus Christ, of your daughter to your hand. It's written to you, Lord. It's committed to you, not to any man. Grant this request. Whatever is remaining in our request, grant it your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I bless you, Lord, and I give you the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. May God grant that request in the name of Jesus Christ.
This
one is from brother Ozie Moses.
It's
a thanksgiving and prayer request. God bless you, church. I want to thank God for adding another year to my life. I return all the glory to Him for His faithfulness and mercies. As I begin this new chapter, I desire your prayers that all my desires will be in accordance and alignment with His perfect will. May His grace never depart from me. And may I continually remain humble versus available to be used in His vineyard. What a wonderful request. Can we commit to the hand of Almighty God? Thank you, God, for adding another year. The remaining number of the years to be the perfect will of God. According to the will of God.
To
remain humble and be an instrument to the glory of God. Almighty God, your Son committed this to your hand. Lord, grant it all to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, I will give you all the glory. We appreciate you, for you are all in all. All power in heaven and earth belongs to you, Lord. Bless everything in Lord. Let that will be done, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor, adoration. We give it your wonderful name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless everything, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Glory be to you. As I invite Evangelist Ayo Babalola to come and close us in prayer.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, the gladness of heart will come before your throne of grace this morning. Thank you for seeing us through the night, O Lord. Thank you for the past services we have had. Thank you for your blessings in diverse ways. Thank you for the verses you have made use of in the diverse ways to be channels of blessing unto us. Thank you very much, Lord, for our gathering together unto you this morning. We are so happy, we are so thankful. Because your word is powerful. Lord Jesus, we know, Lord our God in heaven, there is power in repetition. I believe you have a purpose for this. Oh Lord our God, this sermon that went forth unto us this morning, oh Lord our God, reminding us again that we are not of the world, that we are special people purchased by your precious blood. Almighty and ever-living Father, we commit every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, from the oldest to the youngest in this garden this morning to your almighty able hands. May you be merciful unto us. May you be gracious unto us. May your word take effect upon the life of your people. Have thy way, Heavenly Father. In whichever area, O Lord our God, your word are dealt with us this morning, give us the grace to be able to take heed, O Lord our God. For it is not the hearers alone that are justified, but the doers of your word. And the letter killeth, it is the spirit that giveth life. May the Holy Spirit quicken this word in our lives, O Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, purge your people, Lord, from anything worldly, O Lord our God. Anything satanic, anything of the devil, Heavenly Father. As your word has driven out, O Lord, demons out of our lives this morning, they did not find their place into our lives anymore in the name of Jesus. Oh God of all glory, may the evil bed of the devil never in any way, O Lord, that God prevail to take away these things out of our lives, O Lord. May the Spirit of God take these things, O Lord, and place it in the heart of every predestined sons and daughters of God. Thank you, our Master. We appreciate you for our officers. We thank you very much, O Lord, for our ministers. We thank you very much for our pianists. We thank you very much for the computer operators. We thank you for the engine operators. Thank you for the way we have been using them in diverse ways. Our song leaders, inspiration you have given unto us to be channels of blessing unto us. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Thank you for your servant that you have wonderfully used this morning. An interpreter, may you replenish them, O Lord. Of the virtue that have gone forth out of them, lift up, O Lord, the horn of his ministry and that of others. We thank you for the people in the kitchen, your protections over their lives. Johnny Mercy, you have been granted unto your people. Blessed be your wonderful name. We commit the service throughout the day to your hands, O Lord. May you take absolute control. Lord, all the blessings you have received, Father God in heaven, may they be permanent in our lives, O Lord. We are still looking forward in great anticipation for the service this morning and this evening. May you take absolute control. Help your servants, O Lord. Pass through them unto us, O Lord. May them chance of blessing unto us. Give us hearing ear, O Lord. Circumcise our ears, circumcise our hearts as we receive your word, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen. Are we happy this morning? Are we blessed this morning? Let's appreciate him better than that. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
God bless you all. There's a little announcement here.
Yeah,
food will be ready by 8 a.m. Let everyone go and prepare, then go to the dining by 8 o'clock. Sitting time is 9:30.
Ago mesan abo ni a wa ni kale fun isin ti owuro yi.
Amen.
Amen.
The wallet that was announced missing yesterday have been found. Blessed be his holy name. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's stand our feet.
I
only believe.
32.
By and by, more records. From the restless sea of the skies and holy tempest of the seas and blessed shine in the land of perfection, when the mist are flowed away, we understand it better.
The way from the head to the cross. Praise the Lord. So I can shout hallelujah.